Starship Road Roper takes off on another Monday afternoon. Now, I was just, over the weekend, I'm just minding my own business. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
Just relaxing, minding my own business, not trying to get in anybody's, you know, the president's helicopter's flying over my house. I'm just going to relax. I'm trying to avoid going anywhere near Hyde Park. I don't want to get involved in any of that because there's going to be frisking and vigorous cavity checking. And, you know, me, I don't like any of that.
That's a Halloween party to you.
Yeah. I had enough of that at the Halloween party. Right, exactly. I don't need that. So, just, you know, minding my own business. And all of a sudden, I turn on the TV. Hey, what's going on in the world? Now, I see Tony Parayka getting arrested.
Yeah.
Hauled off. Handcuffs. You know, the windbreaker over his head. That kind of an arrest.
Only in Cook County.
And so, right before an election. Then, you know, again, just trying to mind my own business. I wake up this morning. I hear Commissioner Parayka on the radio with Donna Roma. And he's explaining himself. And then all of a sudden, his opponent... This is not a race I'd been really thinking about. His opponent, Mr. Tobolsky, is on the radio screaming that what he, you just heard what Mr. Parayka said, it's a bunch of lies. So you know what we decided to do here at Roan Roper?
Can't imagine.
We decided to put them together and let them scream at each other for a few minutes and explain exactly what went on. So, Cook County Commissioner Tony Parayka is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. His opponent, hold on one second here. I got it.
They hung up on each other.
That does it for another week of broadcasting. So I want to thank everybody for stopping by. Rokan, Jim Jansen, Christina Filiaggi.
Click dial tone. Ro hears that a lot.
We're going to get this fixed, though.
Yeah, we're going to get
this
that done,
what
right?
This leads to people yelling and get off my lawn and giving back my sign. And
Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, hold on one second. Tony, you stay right there, County Commissioner. And then we'll get your opponent back on. That was operator error on my part. All right, so as we're getting Mr. Tobolsky back on the Super Celebrity Hotline 2, let's figure this out. You were arrested on Saturday, is that right?
On Saturday evening at about 10:30, we were passing through the town of McCook on our way to Willow Springs to deliver signage to a supporter who had her sign stolen by some person, presumably from the opposing campaign. And as we were entering the municipal boundary of the town, we were immediately followed by a McCook police car who followed us for about a half a mile, three-quarter mile, and stopped us without any cause or provocation. Asked for ID of the driver, which was produced. I wanted to check the back of the vehicle, which they did, and found nothing, and he was going to let the driver go. I was a passenger in the car. At that point, a sergeant from Police Department of McCook arrived and stated that, you know, nobody's going anywhere. Everybody out of the car. When I exited the vehicle, the two police officers, now sergeant and the police officer who stopped the driver of the car that I was in, they realized that it was me who was the passenger in that car. That sergeant got on the phone and contacted Mayor Tobolsky, who admitted on Don and Roma this morning that he was called by the sergeant from the scene while he was in Cicero at some function. And Mayor Tobolsky, the police chief Frank Wolf, and this sergeant began to orchestrate an arrest under false premises and with false witness that was brought to the scene and told, is this the person who tampered with your cardboard sign? Which this half-naked man said, yeah, that's the person.
Okay, let's...
And I was arrested and booked.
Okay, and because you were putting lawn signs up in McCook, is that right?
We were putting lawn signs, not in McCook. We were on our way to the town of Willow Springs.
Willow Springs.
Southwest of the town of McCook.
And which half of the man was naked?
The witness that the third police officer from McCook drove up with in his car, who had just a pair of jeans on with no clothes otherwise.
And, I see that.
Looked like he was inebriated, intoxicated, and, you know, just rustled out of bed somewhere.
All right.
And this guy has been missing now in action. Everybody's looking to find out exactly what happened here from his perspective, but he cannot be located.
All right, Mr. Tobolsky, let's get your reaction to this, because is Mr. Parayka's explanation of what happened accurate Saturday night?
Absolutely not. What Mr. Parayka fails to mention is that he was caught 45 minutes earlier in Stickney. Same license plate number. At that time, the driver was out of the car with some type of a hook, and one of the young officers noticed that there were eight or nine of my signs, the Tobolsky signs, that had been wrecked on the block. They did not witness the destruction of those signs, but they told both individuals in the van that they needed to move on if there was any further hanky-panky. Now, keep in mind, this is 11 o'clock at night. I don't know who campaigns at 11 o'clock at night or rings doorbells or puts signs up or looks for sign locations, but, you know, they were told to move ahead.
All right, so Mr. Tobolsky, hold on one second. What were you doing there at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, Mr. Tobolsky's campaign workers were out there throughout the entire day, Saturday, taking down and stealing our signs from, including the woman that we were driving to Willow Springs to replace her sign, as well as numerous others. Over 1,000 of our signs were stolen from the locations.
Were you pulled over in Stickney?
So Mr. Tobolsky has stated in his literature, for example, that I support Todd Strozier, and Todd Strozier supports me in this election, and that I voted for 23 tax increases with Todd Strozier, which is obviously wrong.
This is going to get off the rails, I think, Rich.
Yeah, we've got to get back on track here.
Hold on one second. Commissioner Parikh, were you pulled over in Stickney?
No, we were not pulled over. Not while I was out there.
Okay.
Well, anyway, just to finish up the story.
Well, now, wait, Mr. Bolsky, are you saying that he was pulled over in Stickney?
What Stickney did is they put out an all-points bulletin for that van, just saying that there were, you know, two, I think they used the term knuckleheads, in the van ripping signs down, and they just shagged them. The two occupants of that van were then spotted in a private driveway. They weren't driving through McCook. This driveway is about 100 feet long, and they were about 50 feet in, attempting to back out of this driveway. When the officer, who knew that there's an 80-year-old woman who lives there that does not drive, pulled them over. It's a suspicious vehicle, and obviously they had reasons to do that.
So who is the witness who says that he was, obviously you had to then arrest him for, you know,
well, let me just tell you what happened, because, you know, Tony likes to tell one story, which is an absolute lie, but let me tell you what's legitimate, what the newspaper...
Yeah, just go ahead and tell us what your side is.
They effected a traffic stop and got out of the vehicle just to ask what these two were doing. And apparently Mr. Parikh was in that van. He may deny that, but he was. And one of the two of them said, well, we're putting up lawn signs. And the officer looked up and down the street, and he said, I don't see any Parikh lawn signs. Do you have some signs in your van? Now, Tony just told you he was on his way to Willow Springs to deliver lawn signs. There were no signs in the van, so the officer felt he was being lied to. At the same time, the McCook Bohemian restaurant owner was calling to say that one of his tenants observed a gentleman pulling signs down. He actually woke the guy up out of bed. Now, I don't sleep in my suit. Maybe Tony does. Most people sleep in their suit. He woke the guy up, and he was afraid that the individual was going to actually pull the electric sign down, the sign that lights up the restaurant. He then clearly saw the individual yank the two Tobolsky signs down on private property. He was taken to the scene. He walked right up to Anthony Parikh, and he identified him as the gentleman who was ripping the signs down.
Mr. Parikh.
Taken into custody.
All right, your response to that.
There are so many falsehoods here, I don't know where to begin. First of all, if the driver of the van that I was in broke a traffic law or ordinance or was trespassing on this old woman's property, he should have been ticketed for it. The driver of the car that I was a passenger in was not charged with anything, was not given any tickets. And, I mean, this is just in a pattern of falsehoods that's being thrown out by Mr. Tobolsky, who's trying to concoct the story here for political purposes, like, for example, that I was dressed in all black. In fact, I had white tennis shoes on, a pair of sneakers on, a pair of blue jeans, and a gray pullover with a zipper fleece sweater.
That's a good look.
I mean, you know, there's just no end to these kind of falsehoods, and that's why we're going to be filing a federal lawsuit for the violation of civil rights, defamation, slander, false arrest, and all of the other conspiracy that Mr. Tobolsky, his police chief, and the employees of the town engaged in for political purposes, misusing their governmental authority in the process.
Imagine all the federal judges right now trying to get out of the way of that one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right, so what is the situation then? Where does it stand? Were you ticketed? What happened there, Tony?
What happened is that after the initial stop, and then, of course, when we exited the vehicle, and the sergeant realized that it was me who was the passenger of that car, and ended talking to Mayor Tobolsky and police chief as to what they were going to do. The sergeant then called or radioed another officer. A third police vehicle came about 45 minutes later with this half a dressed person.
And you were there the whole time waiting?
We were there, yeah. We were detained for about 45 minutes on the street while they were rustling up this witness. Then this, half-dressed, the man with just a pair of jeans on shows up in the middle of, the street there and was asked, is this the guy who tampered with your sign? And he pointed at me, the sergeant, and he says, yeah, that's the guy. And, then they cuffed me and took me to the station and called the press immediately as they were driving me there and tried to make a political circus.
Keep in mind, the cars have recorders in them. You just said they called the press while you were on your way there. They have recorders.
Hold on.
I want to make it clear here, too, though. So is this the restaurant owner is the guy, the half-naked man? The shirtless man?
No, he's a tenant who lives in an apartment building.
Tenant, okay.
This is there's a picture being painted here.
Yeah, who chose not
exactly
to put a
Norman
shirt
Rockwell.
On, even though he had time.
Yeah. All right, but that's okay. You see, that happens all the time. I watch Cops. I see this stuff happen. All right, so here's what I don't understand. Where are we leaving this thing? I mean, other than obviously, Tony, you say you're going to sue them, and this is like the People's Court, but were you ticketed? Were you charged? What happened here?
No, the driver of the vehicle was not given any tickets. If he broke the traffic law, violated the traffic law, or was trespassing on somebody's property, then the driver should have been appropriately charged. That didn't happen because it didn't happen. The only person that was charged was me with so-called criminal damage to property.
For breaking the law.
Namely, a cardboard sign.
For breaking
which,
the law.
Which this undressed, half-dressed person indicated that I trespassed on his property.
Trespassing and destruction of private property.
Now, when do you go to court on that?
It's the 22nd of November.
22nd of November.
Oh.
That's after the election.
That's
which
right.
Would
does
be
anybody have anybody else's sign that they'd like to give back to anybody else?
I think, guys, that's kind of my point here. That particular night, I was at the Olympic Theater in Cicero giving out 4 scholarships to the Latino community and talking about the importance of small business and creating jobs. What I wasn't is dressed up as a ninja marching through lawns in Stickney and then old enough to go to McCook, get caught with a fire pole in my hand and a trail of torn Jeff Tobolsky signs. The story here is Tony Pareca broke the law. He's a commissioner, ran for state's attorney, and he is an attorney. He broke the law and he got caught. Now we've got this huge media circus which is going nowhere for him.
Well, your response, Tony?
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
I'm sorry, what?
A true Cicero Melrose Park fashion, just like the supporters of Mr. Tobolsky's from Cicero Melrose Park would engage in, by misusing governmental authorities to exact punishment against their political challengers and opponents.
My sense is that, Tony, you just lost all the Melrose Park support that you had garnered.
Listen, the people of Melrose Park and Cicero who live like people of McCook, all 150 of them, under tyrannical dictatorship of their mayor.
Boy, the vote totals are just dropping for you quickly, aren't they? Can you insult anyone else while you're...
represents bad government, corrupt government. And, in fact, both he and the police chief were involved in a sexual harassment lawsuit, which I brought up during our debates. And they had a chance for it to exact political revenge, and they did.
We gave you a copy of the order dismissing me without prejudice from that suit, Mr. Pareca, as a competent attorney.
Right,
and I put that in question mark there. You should know that there's nothing there. That's just another lie that you created. Yeah, and that whole suit took place before I was mayor. I mean, we've asked you time and time again to discuss the issues. Tell us why you should be reelected, and you've opted to go with robocalls, statements that make no sense, a line to tearing down lawn signs on yards, right. Dressed up as Rambo. Right. This is why the people will vote you out of office on November 2nd.
I stand at the pleasure of the taxpayers of the 16th District, and they will pass judgment tomorrow on who should be retained or not retained in that position, and I respect the will of the people of the western suburbs.
All right.
The Mayor Tobolsky has settled the sexual harassment lawsuit against him individually by a town employee using taxpayer funds in executive session. Nobody knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars were paid by the taxpayers of McCook to settle a sexual harassment.
Is that true, Mayor Tobolsky?
Pardon?
Is that true?
That is not true at all. We've made this very clear to Mr. Pareca. I was dismissed with the case without prejudice. What that means is that the actual defendant in the case appeared before the judge and said, Never was a claim against Mr. Tobolsky, isn't a claim now, and there won't be. I'm letting him out of the case. That occurred over 3 months ago. Mr. Parekh has been sued 38 times on the Cook County Board as a sitting commissioner. Larry suffered and spoke the other day and said, hey, we get sued all the time as commissioners. It costs the Cook County thousands of dollars to settle these cases as well. But no, we weren't the ones who left, you know, the bricks loose in the county jail or on some public walkway. It's just what happens. When you're in government or you're the head of a corporation, a good lawyer is going to sue everyone involved, and then he's going to let the parties out where there is no guilt. And that's what this woman did. She freely let me out of this case. It's just another desperate attempt by this man to try and harass or intimidate voters into voting for him, and it's not working. That's why you end up on somebody's lawn at 11 o'clock at night trying to get permission to put a yard sign up or get a plus sign your sheet.
I can't believe this. Yeah, this is a...
All right, Don, Wade, and Roma, next time on vacation, can we get Tony and Jack to fill in for him? Is there a chance?
So they are an odd couple. All right, gentlemen, I'd like to wish you both the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, sir, very much, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you
very much. I appreciate it. Anyone who wants to get information on our campaign can go to Parekh.com and get some more information.
All right.
Same thing, JeffTobolsky.com for a copy of those 23 taxes he voted for.
All right, thank you both, gentlemen. Thank you, and goodbye.
Where's the love?
Let me say this. That... Actually, the odd couple theme is better here. I'll be honest with you. So it's the People's Court theme.
It's a toss-up.
Oh, I don't know. They would have been pretty good in front of Judge Judy, too.
Do you get a sense of why America is in complete revolt?
I know.
When you hear this kind of stuff going on.
There's a lot of fashion talk in there, too, about you're dressed like a ninja, I don't dress in black, and he was obsessing about the half-naked man. And
calling.
You don't have... anybody who's ever raised teenagers has had a conversation like we just had.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where you get two of them in a room. And you have to explain what just happened when the cops drop them off. And you have to, and they have to explain. And it was just like that with these two.
I want
to
see that video.
It's in a police car. I mean, listen, it is suspicious that he got arrested in McCook and the guy he's running against is the mayor of McCook. I mean, no question about that.
He could be unlucky.
Right. Right, it could be.
I like the official terminology when they put out an APB. It's for a couple of knuckleheads.
Don't they have to be more specific? Because doesn't that describe everybody they're looking for?
I don't know.
Anyone outside after 11 o'clock at night is an okay.
But I will say this. That's suspicious, too. What the hell's a guy doing at 11 o'clock at night?
Somebody's got a hook. Yeah. I thought maybe it was some sort of urban legend for Halloween. There was the guy with the hook for the hand, and he's taking down the signs. And
could you two just go to a Halloween party?
My goodness.
Seriously.
Right. That was a Halloween party night. What the hell else is going on there? All right.
Nothing good happens after, 11 o'clock?
Well, in McCook, after about 4 in the afternoon, it appears. All right. Back right after this.